action items, if that's okay.
Item number 17, 2013 adopted budget amendment 1C013 from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to execute a three-year contract in the amount of $345,000 per year with Freighter Health for the administration of the county's wellness program plan.
Mr. Hanchick.
Good afternoon. Matt Hanchick. I'm the Director of Employee Benefits for the county. What we have is, if I can make just a quick update on progress on wellness in general and then get into the contract itself. We were asked to come back this year with a proposal for a vendor that included both biometric screenings on site up to quarterly, as well as a health risk assessment process. In addition to that, we also hired a wellness coordinator and started just recently a survey that went out to employees, gaining some insights into what the level of interest is among the employee population, and have a number of events planned heading forward. What this is really the next step in what we were asked to do heading into this year, and that's selecting the vendor for the biometric screening process and the health risk assessment. What we're not addressing at this point is the issue of incentive process. That's something that would certainly be tied into the overall premium package and would ultimately be an issue that would be deliberated before this committee in the budget. So it's strictly just dealing with the vendor services that would be required to operate the plan that we were asked to come forward with. Just touching briefly on it, the cost of the proposed plan at the assumed participation rate would be roughly $345,000 per year. That's significantly less than where I thought this would come in at when we started this process. We are making a recommendation to move forward with Freighter Health for these services. Some of the key reasons behind selecting Freighter Health were just the amount of support that they would be able to give us in starting up the plan in terms of communications, some of the initial branding and marketing of the program and promotions for employees, and then also the flexibility that they offered for employees. They were the only vendor where we had an option of doing both on-site screening and on their location screenings throughout the year, as opposed to strictly being limited to screening events. And they also offered the ability to do in-person coaching at their facility if wanted, but the flexibility to do call-based coaching as well. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions about the program, about Freighter or the RFP.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Hanchick, with the $345,000 contract and a professional services goal of 17% for the disadvantaged enterprise firms, I see the paragraph. Has there been any subsequent contact with you or the DBE office with respect to how that could be achieved besides printing and use of supplies? Do you have an update? I mean, are they going in that direction, or is something that has been acted upon, or is something to be considered later?
Sure. With regards to the disadvantaged business enterprise participation, the key thing that I wanted to note in this paragraph is that they don't outsource any of the direct services, what we're specifically contracting them to do.
Yeah.
So where they're looking for DBE participation is in support services first and foremost related to the plan. And then after that, anything related to facility infrastructure, any areas they can find to drive inclusion in it, even if it's not specifically the services they're rendering to us. They've been in consistent contact, working with True Malolo and the CDBP office. I did touch base with Ruben again just this morning and indicated that they're making progress, but I can't specifically tell you what vendors they've identified.
That's
they don't
fine.
Know yet.
I'm more concerned that they're going in that direction as opposed to identifying someone firms at this particular time.
And yes, Supervisor, the report back from Mr. Anthony is that they are working diligently to have an adequate solution, and we won't move forward with a contract until Ruben is satisfied and able to sign off on it.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Question on the fiscal note. with regard to your participation rate, 70% estimated to participate in screening assessments, 30% anticipated to engage in the ongoing coaching. If, in fact, the participation rate is greater, will the cost to the county be greater, or is this locked in?
It will vary with participation. We have some fees in here that are based on a fixed cost, X dollars per participant. We have others that are based on per unit, such as the lab kits for the biometric screenings. So there will be an increase in cost as more people participate in the program. This is our best estimate at where we believe the participation rates are going to be. So it and the rationale behind it was that if we properly incent it, we believe we can get between 70% and 75% of the population engaged in the initial screening. And we believe that in order to save money, we'd asked one of the things of Rader to stratify the level of risk with employees and plan on engaging minimally the top third most at risk group of the population, and work with them first with coaching and then work down the strata from there. So that was the basis for the 30% as well.
Now, if it starts to exceed, do you have the option of then cutting off the wellness services from Frederick, or are we going to deficit?
If it were projecting that it was going to exceed, I would have to report back that we are trending towards a deficit and seek direction whether we change the program or whether we sought additional funding. Until we actually get people enrolled and started, I don't have a good projection. And ultimately, what's going to dictate a lot of the participation rate will be the decisions that we make in the budget process with regards to the level of incentives behind it.
Final question, how were you able to get these participation rates? Did you do a survey at all, or where did you get the estimate?
We based it off of a projected level of incentive of about $50 per month and looked at comparable companies that have used that. But it is ultimately more art than science. It's our best educated guess. I can't tell you that there's an actuarial standard for the number of people that will participate for every dollar of incentive we put towards it.
So you use comparables?
Yes.
Any governmental
comparables? City of Milwaukee was one of the primary comparables with a similar incentive program. They were achieving somewhere in the neighborhood of about 90%, but they also had a much lower threshold for what they were defining participation as. In their case, it was basically one screening per year, where this would be a quarterly engagement. So we thought it was a rational assumption we'd be somewhat lower than where they came in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt?
Yes, thank you. Maybe you explained it already, but I want to look at the costs and how many people we're going to serve. I mean, those are the two objectives, obviously. And it seemed logical to me from previous reports, you said it would trouble to have clinic off-site. So, Freighter obviously has its own strengths. The fact that they were the one that could have it on-site. And it just seems to me if you want to get the biggest bang for a buck, you get the most people involved, you have to do something. Is this logical or is this part of the plan? Very similar to what we do with the benefits, have it at BHD, have it at the safety building, have it times where people can go, during lunch hour, have special times where we're going to do this, because then you'll get the people to go. I mean, the easier it is for people to get the things, the more participation you're going to have. I mean, I think that was part of is that part of the surprise of the cost being less? I think the costs are still pretty substantial, but I understand the benefit we can get if people do participate. So in order to participate, I mean, during our benefit sessions you're going to have starting in October, November, will you have, this wellness plan in front of people so people can look at it too or sign up for screenings? Will we be able to have the same kind of, I know they have it out at the parks. They had it at BHD. They had it, we had a lot in the safety building. We've had stuff here. So these are the on-site things that people will be able to avail themselves to do the initial screenings and this kind of stuff. So trying to, I shouldn't answer my own question, but you're nodding on this, so yes?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the short answer is yes. The more correct answer is that it wouldn't necessarily be tied to open enrollment, but it would follow a similar format for the on-site.
Yep.
We'd have several locations and times in order to get the most engagement here as possible. But it's also important to recognize that a big part of the population that we're looking to interact with is also the covered spouses, which has nothing at all to do with the county locations and may not be convenient for them. And that was one of the key reasons why the freighter proposal was beneficial, is they had extended hours where you could come to their facility anytime you wanted to and participate there as well.
Have we moved approval yet?
No.
I will do that. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have a question?
I'll wait for budget. I think it's about the incentives, so we'll see it next week, I guess.
So we have a motion to approve.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. The only other action items we have are items 20 to 26, and, of course, item 28 that we have to come back to.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask your indulgence for just one moment, please.
Sure.
I hadn't realized they'd made it down here yet, but I did want to introduce the county's new wellness coordinator to the committee.
Claire
Shanky.
Oh, hi.
What's your name?
Claire Shanky. And Claire comes to us from Intera Health, where she actually was a health coach. And she has her degree in biomedical sciences and also is working on her master's in public health at the medical college. But Claire is actually going to be the one that's instrumental in a lot of the kind of boots-on-the-ground activities here and the things that we're doing on-site to supplement the work that Freighter will do from the screening and the health risk assessment process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.